Hi, church family, and welcome to podcast number 2. Psalm 31, verse 5. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. I suspect these words might be familiar to you. As Jesus was being crucified, he uttered what we now call the seven sayings from the cross, and this was one of them. But let's not jump ahead yet. This is a Psalm of David. Firstly and foremostly, it's by him, and it's about him, it's about his circumstances. But secondly, and most importantly, it belongs to Jesus. All scriptures point to Christ. And then thirdly, it belongs to us as the people of God. As we saw in our last podcast on this psalm, David was in great distress. We don't know what the circumstances were, not worth speculating. There were a lot of times of distress in his life. But in the first four verses, we see that he calls to God for help. He essentially says, Lord, you are righteous. You are a rock. You are a fortress. Be that for me right now, for I am in trouble. I need rescuing. Be to me who you are, O Lord. Save me, O God. For that is who you are. And that all then flows into verse 5. Into your hands I commit my spirit. It's a powerful verse. It's that sense of, I am weak, but you are mighty. I am safe in your hands. Indeed, my spirit is not safe except in your hands. I cannot redeem myself. My life is yours. They are laden words, aren't they? They are the final words Jesus chose to utter before his death, as recorded in the Gospel of Luke. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus takes these words of David, words that the Jewish people knew well as they were used right down through the years, words that were said as the last thing before going to sleep. David was committing his ways to God. He had no other source of help or strength, yet he could trust God. Jesus, now at the point of death, is putting himself totally in the hands of God. He has experienced the wrath that God shows toward all sin, but he has accomplished what he came to do. The way to God is open, and now in death he again entrusts himself to his Father. He gives up his life. No one takes it from him. He has come for a particular purpose. He has accomplished his work. And now he hands over his spirit so that he would be reunited with him. As the centurion watching all this calls out, surely this man is the Son of God. Into your hands I commit my spirit. While I don't find myself in the distress of David, and certainly not in the awfulness of the cross, these are still words that I say each night. For they remind me that the only safe place for my spirit, for my inner being, is in the safe hands of God.